Radio WFHR.
A couple times in the first half, the Badgers led by as many as 17 points, wondering whether Nebraska would get blown out of the gym. Well, they answered one of those runs, and they got the last 5 points of the first half. It's 40-28 Wisconsin leading the Huskers as we start the second half here at the Kohl Center in Madison.
And I think it's one of those things that early on, you look at exactly what Bryce Williams has done, 2 points. It reminds me a lot of the Ohio State game. Bruce Thornton, only 2 points. He's come out to give, and Bruce Thornton gave you 19 points in the second half. So you've got to make sure you know where Bryce Williams is. Don't let him get going in this second half.
Badgers will have the first possession. We'll be moving to our right. Klesmet, Blackwell, Tunjay, Crowell, and Winter. It's Williams, Morgan, along with Jawan Gary, Berka Buchtingel, and Sam Hoiberg. So the original starting fives, both sides. That's how they'll start here in the second half. Up next for Wisconsin, a Wednesday night date with Maryland in College Park, 6 o'clock tip. And then Saturday afternoon, the Badgers are at Northwestern.
I was going to say, they're in a tight one right now.
They are. Indiana leading the Terps 75-72. Make that 75-74 in the final minute. Your phone's ahead of mine.
It's good. Hey, you know, I mean, I got that high speed, you know.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, you
probably. I don't think I'm on the Kohl Center Wi-Fi, to be honest. I think that's what happened.
That might help, too. Here we go. Here's John Blackwell. Second half is underway. We spare no one here.
No, we don't.
Here's Max Klesmet at the free throw line. He'll retreat out between the circles. Now Winter moves it out to Blackwell. A toss for Crowell. Refeeds Blackwell high on the left. Gary checking Blackwell. Now Tunjay right side. Baseline driving low on the left. Out to Max. Six to shoot. Klesmet left of the lane. Banks it. Yes. First points today for Max Klesmet. 42-28 Wisconsin.
A good drive.
Opening minute of the second half. Huskers moving to our left. Bryce Williams throwing to Buchtingel, right of the circle. Leaves it for Hoiberg. Slashes off the right wing. Jump pass Buchtingel. Right side three on the way. Is off the rim. Rebound tip from Blackwell to Crowell. Moved it ahead to Tunjay. Busting up the floor. John got fouled by Morgan as the Badgers again getting it up there in a hurry in transition.
Well, it's that first initial wave of offense that they can get. Probe, see if there's anything there. Try to get up a cheap foul. That's exactly what they did.
It's the second on Andrew Morgan, first of the half on the Huskers. 50 seconds gone by, second half, 14-point lead, Wisconsin. Blackwell, baseline right, bounce pass, Crowell. Crowell draws the double and then throws one away. This will be retrieved by Klesmet, but it'll be a backcourt violation, and the Huskers get it off the turnover. Well, I think Stevie, he's tapping his chest. Yeah, that one's on me. He's a very, we talked about a lot in his career, very good passer. But
and again, a lot of it's that double team. Every time he touches it, they're going to bring it. It's just what Nebraska does.
Bounce pass Hoiberg, feeds Williams. He'll try a three right side. Off the rim, no good. The rebound to Gary. Offensive rebound, second chance Huskers. Hoiberg slashing left to right. Now tosses to Buchtingel, backing on Blackwell, right of the lane. A throw out to Hoiberg, high in the right, Tunjay defense. A feed for Bryce Williams on the right wing. He'll send it inside. Buchtingel catches, turns right block, flipped it, missed it, rebound, Crowell tips. Klesmet will gather. Minute and a half gone, second half, 42-28 Wisconsin. Klesmet with a pass for Stephen Crowell between the circles. Refeeds Max, rotates right corner for Blackwell. John dribbles out to the wing, out of the right point. A toss for Crowell, rotates Tunjay. Tunjay baseline left and stops, pops, missed, rebound. Nebraska and Andrew Morgan. Outlet to Williams, racing up the right side of the front court. A throw to Gary, refeeds Williams, tosses to Morgan, top of the circle. Bounces to a curling Sam Hoiberg in the lane. Winner cut him off. Now it's Morgan again, left point. Bounce pass Buchtingel, left in the lane. Posting on Klesmet. Size advantage, Buchtingel. Turns left in the lane, feeds Morgan low on the right shot. Blocked by Crowell, and it's tapped out to Blackwell. Here's Blackwell ahead to Klesmet. A three on the way is a brick wide left. Morgan the rebound.
I said that on the ice yesterday.
Ooh. It's a little chilly in here. Up that breeze. Here's Morgan backing on Crowell in the lane. Stevie holding his ground. They send it back. Well, work over. Williams driving to the cup with a layup around it out. No. Tipped up. No. Morgan has it low on the left. Up. Got it. It counts and a foul. Andrew Morgan stayed with it. He's rewarded with an and one.
And there just hasn't really been a flow to this game. You've had big runs, three big runs throughout. You know, Wisconsin started with the 19-2. Then you had 11-0 by Nebraska. And then you had Wisconsin close with a 12-2. And now they're kind of going back and forth. It hasn't been that consistent flow throughout it offensively. That's why you have to stay dialed in.
Second foul on Stephen Crowell. He comes out. You got Amos and Gilmore in there now. Oregon at the free throw line. The attempt is around the rim and out. No good. Tanjay the rebound. 42-30 Wisconsin with 17:15 remaining. Blackwell out high. Gilmore the screen. Blackwell to the right wing. He'll throw to Klesman. Wraps it to Amos. Xavier kicks it to Max. Open three. Straight on. Short. And the rebound to Buchtengel for Nebraska. Rangers were hot from three in the first half, but a couple of misses here early in the second from long range. Morgan hands off to Bryce Williams. Puts it on the deck with the left hand. Stops near the free throw line. Jumper away is off the rim. No good. Rebound Blackwell. John up the middle. Fans out to the left side. Leaves it for Carter Gilmore. Fakes the three. Gilmore brings it back. Brings it back out. Throwing to Klesman. Axe with a pass for Blackwell. Right of the circle. Goes to Amos. Turns it through Klesman. High on the left. Klesman slips it into Amos. Low on the left. Reverse layup is good. Going left to right.
They finally got that side pick and roll. And then because Nebraska's weak side was engaged, it was wide open.
First points for Xavier Amos today. 44-30 Wisconsin. 16:15 remaining. Williams feeds Morgan left of the lane. Single coverage Carter Gilmore. Backing is Morgan. Backing to the left block. Turns. Fades. Flips. Missed badly. It comes down to Gary. Didn't hit the iron. Shot clock is down to six. Williams off the Morgan screen. Three on the way for Williams is good.
You got to clean up the possessions. You can't keep giving up offensive rebounds. You had an and one opportunity, and then you just gave up a three.
44-33 Wisconsin. 15:45 to play. Klesman left wing. Axe with a pass to Gilmore. He'll toss to Blackwell. Sends to Amos. Whips it inside. Gilmore low on the left. Flipped it up and in. And catch. He was fouled.
What a pass.
Ooh, that was pretty. Whistled one inside to Gilly. Flipped it in for the and one. We have a break in the action at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 15:39 remaining, Wisconsin 46, Nebraska 33. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we make versatile, convenient, and all-natural sausage you can feel good feeding your family. I'm Lisa Karras, seventh-generation family member and Jones Marketing Director, and I'm also a mom, and I'm proud of our products. They go so well in so many recipes and heat up fast, which is helpful when you're juggling little ones. Plus, many of our ingredients are locally sourced, and we don't use any artificial ingredients in our sausage, which is why you'll find it in the freezer aisle. Jones, making breakfast better since 1889, and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Sam Hoiberg was called for that foul on the Carter Gilmore bucket. He'll have a free throw momentarily. 15:39 remaining. Wisconsin 46, Nebraska 33. The officials over at the monitor right now. Not sure exactly what they are looking for. But by the way, the Maryland Terrapins have knocked off Indiana 79-78 in Bloomington. Rodney Rice with a three with 7 seconds left, and IU could not answer.
A buzzer beater in Bloomington. Sounds good. I mean, I don't know anything about that, but well, I mean, maybe.
Rodney didn't need to go glass on his.
It was we didn't need to bring that up again, did we? I mean, yeah, of course we did.
You know what I remember about being in addition to that, your shot, how loud it was in that building? Because that's when stuff was really starting to bubble up.
That was Kelvin Sampson's last game.
But the place was kind of, it was rocking, Assembly Hall, and then you go glass, and then they had a look.
They did have a look. Just like in this last game in Maryland, they had a look, Indiana had a look after Maryland made it as well. But, yeah, I mean, this is Big Ten basketball. Like, every day you have to bring it. And I think that's Maryland. They're a really good team. Obviously, that's Wisconsin's next one. Still up by 13 right now. Wisconsin is now, and the officials are looking at something. But, like, there are no nights off.
No,
there are no
not.
After. It just, this league is too good.
Whatever they're looking at, everything is okay, I guess. So at the free throw line will be Carter Gilmore. We don't go to Bloomington this year, but if you go there next year, we'll have to recreate that.
I think so. You know? There's no question. No question.
That was a miss on our part last year. We didn't do that.
I know.
Carter Gilmore hits the free throw. It's a three-point play. 47-33 Wisconsin. 15:35 to play. We'll educate Eric Rolle about that.
Correct. Yeah, he needs all the education he can get. Yeah, I know.
Here's Juwan Gary, three shot right corner. Off the iron. Tanjay the rebound. Be like us, like providing a history lesson.
Very much so.
What we do.
Yes.
We're just here to help.
He'll have to put it in black and white when he videotapes it.
Max open three, right side splashed it, and he looks up to the sky and says thank you. Take the lid off that bad boy. And Klesman just got blown up on an illegal screen. Bryce Williams rocking Klesman's world. Max with a big old smile. He's fine with that. And it's a Nebraska turnover. 50-33 Wisconsin with 15:07 remaining.
Matt, do you know why Greg's guard has had so much success? Because it's the teaching that still happens. Mm-hmm. And you don't see it all the time in college sports, but just the way they handle the dribble handoffs and get so many of those calls. Like, teaching is happening every day in practice.
Xavier Amos throwing to John Tanjay. Out between the arcs, left-hand dribble, left of the lane against Raleigh Wooster. Tanjay still pounding left corner. He'll let it fly, and that's off the back of the rim. No good. Morgan the rebound, and he got popped by Xavier Amos. And that'll be the first on X. So you're right, though, about that point. I mean, you will see them work on that practice.
It is. I mean, I did it. I tried to do it. But there were a lot of people that did it a lot better. But, like, it's something that's drilled so that when you do get into the game, you get those calls because you're staying attached to that person setting that screen.
Hunter is sieging back in there for the Huskers. Andrew Morgan has the ball right now. Throw to Sam Hoiberg outside left. Hoiberg driving left lane line. And his pass knocked away by McGee and out of bounds. The quick hands and quick feet from Kamari McGee getting in there in the passing lane. Shot clock is at 6.
How does this team go from good to great? There's 14:22 left. They've only given up 33 points. Stay locked in for the next 14:22. Wooster. Put together a great defensive performance.
There's a siege in left of the lane, covered up by Klesman and Amos. A throw to Gary. He'll try a three left corner. Rattles out, no good. And a rebound to Gilmore. Here comes Tanjay on the run. Finds McGee. Back to Tanjay. Dribbles off the left wing. Goes to the goal and sends it down with the right hand. And another timeout taken by Nebraska. This will be a full timeout as the lead is 19 for Wisconsin. As John Tanjay fly into the bucket for the punch. And we'll take a break. 14:04 remaining. Wisconsin 52, Nebraska 33. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. And horsepower to amplify your willpower and capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. Longest lead of the day now for the Badgers at 19 points, 52-33 Wisconsin, with 14:04 left in the game.
And I talked briefly about it. I'm going to bring it up yet again because I do, you know, you've held Nebraska at 33. When you've been in the half court, you've been elite defensively. Stay locked in for all 14. That's the challenge now. You're 19 offensively. You're rolling. You're sharing the ball. But stay locked in on that defensive end because that's where you can win a Big Ten championship, is on that end. I know offensively they've scored a lot more, but they're going to have to get stops when they need to.
Up the floor is Raleigh Wooster for the Huskers. Moving to our left in the second half. Wooster outside right. Here's the dribble. A flip to his Sejan. Checked by Blackwell. Inside feed. Buchendahl catches low on the left, and the layup is good. Badgers just flying by there. 52-35, Wisconsin. 13:45 remaining. He out front for Wisconsin. Amari right of the circle, looks to Amos, deep three, left of the circle, and rounded out, no good, rebound, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Carter Gilmore.
Nebraska John, probably has one more run in them, stay locked in.
John Tanjay was being worked on there briefly, his right hand, he appears to be just fine. Brent Newhart, the athletic trainer.
Rumor has it that's what happens when you slam,
when you dunk.
Dunk, like there's a chance that might happen.
I want to explain that to the rest of us who can only.
Well, I can't explain it either. So I.
Buchendahl throwing to Jawan Gary, left of the lane, up left, right hand, no good. Gilmore the rebound.
At least that's what I've heard.
I heard
you can hurt your hand. I don't know how that works.
Here's Carter Gilmore throwing to Blackwell. Yeah, Nolan Winter jammed his hand on the rim at Rutgers a couple weeks ago. Can't relate. Plesmet, baseline left, thrown out to Xavier Amos, and he just got erased by Buchendahl. Xavier goes down, Berka Buchendahl with the foul. That'll be his first.
He did get it erased, though. It was clean to start.
It was.
And then it was the foul through there.
It was clean until it wasn't.
Exactly. Yes.
Inbounds pass, Blackwell to Amos, gets it back to John against Sam Hoiberg outside right. Now Amos turns to Gilmore, a toss to McGee on the left side. He'll pitch it to Amos. Wraps it right wing for Max Klusman. A toss to Gilmore, five to shoot. Carter, left of the lane, fades, flips, and it's short, no good. Buchendahl the rebound at 12:35 to play. 52-35, Wisconsin leading Nebraska.
Tugel, left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Back out to Bryce Williams. He'll hand off to Wooster. Wooster trying to work off the right wing. Throw it to Tugel, top of the circle. A screen from Asija. Out to Connor. He'll let it fly for three, and it's off the iron. No good. Rebound tip. Klesman gathers for Wisconsin. 12-12 to play. 17-point lead for the Badgers. John Blackwell outside left, throwing to Gilmore at the top. Finds McGee, baseline right, drives on Hoiberg in the lane. Wraparound layup is good. Kamari McGee going right to left, and he has eight. 54-35, Wisconsin. 11:53 remaining. Nolan Winter, Jack Janicki will check in next whistle. Hoiberg throwing to Buchtenjell at the top of the circle. He'll hand it to Asija. Klesman defending. Two buddies going at each other. There's Buchtenjell driving down the lane to the rim. Runs it up, and it somehow stayed out. No good. And the rebound saved by Gilmore with a pass to Blackwell. Blackwell left of the lane. Kicks to Klesman. Three shot left corner. In and out. No good. Wooster the rebound. And here comes Raleigh Wooster for Nebraska. Ahead to Hoiberg. Off the left wing. His pass stolen away by McGee. Here comes Kamari. And the number's not quite there for him. He'll throw it back out to Gilmore. Badgers will run their offense. A lob out to Blackwell. Open three, right wing, nailed it. Wide open was Blackwell. He has three threes today. 57-35, Wisconsin with 11 minutes to play. Raleigh Wooster off the Buchtenjell screen. Left foul line extended. Wooster against Gilmore. A little crossover. Lower the left. One pump. Pivots. Pumped again. Pivots again. Throwing to Buchtenjell. Feeds Asija high on the right. 10 to shoot. Asija with a flip to Buchtenjell. Top of the circle. A pass for Hoiberg. Back to Buchtenjell. Tries a three straight away. Nope. Rebound to Wisconsin. And Max Klesman. 10:35 to play. 57-35 the Badgers. Gilmore throwing to Kamari McGee on the right side. Probes retreats. Three shot. Yep. Kamari McGee's third from downtown, 60-35, Wisconsin. Here's Wooster up the floor. Turns it back out to Williams. Outside right, hands off to Hoiberg. Disrupted by McGee. Hoiberg gathers. Now Wooster for three, left corner is good. Raleigh Wooster with five, 60-38, Wisconsin, 10:05 remaining. Blackwell pull up three, good from left of the circle. Everybody hits.
Yeah, I don't think you want to leave John Blackwell open. That's back-to-back wide-open threes for John Blackwell.
63-38, Wisconsin. Here's Hoiberg trying to three right side, and he knocks it down. Hoiberg with six, 63-41. The Badgers, 9:40 remaining. Wisconsin is 13 of 28 from the three-point line. They were 15 of 30 against UCLA. Here's Blackwell, another three, right corner, off the rim, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds, last touch by Xavier Amos. As we'll have a timeout here at the Kohl Center. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 9:30 remaining. Wisconsin 63, Nebraska 41. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub, lots of matzo pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Hey Badger fans, you want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems, and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 9 minutes, 30 seconds remaining here in Madison. Wisconsin 63, Nebraska 41. It has been all Wisconsin here this afternoon.
Man, and what they've done is such a good job of defensively. Yes, they've given up 41 points, but this is a team in Nebraska that averages 21.6 free throw attempts per game. Nebraska has three. So not only have they guarded well, they've guarded without fouling, which is really tough to do. And when you look at a Nebraska team that 20-some percent of their points come from the free throw line, that's a huge part of this game. And again, especially after that UCLA game, people say, oh, Wisconsin defense. No, they've been trending in the right direction here for about a month. I would say the UCLA game was more of an outlier than where they've been trending.
No, I think it's a fair point.
And I don't have a lot of fair points a lot. So, I mean, that's good. I mean, if you agree with that, that's a smart thing.
That's why I thought I would point that out.
Hey.
No, they have been. You know, great. They're never, you know, you played for a coach who was never satisfied. They've been encouraged with the direction they've been going in. And it's because you're going to have blips now and then.
Absolutely.
And they did defensively on Tuesday at Pauley Pavilion. Marcus Hilver in the lineup now for Wisconsin. Janicki and McGee and Winter out there, and John Tanjay. Aaron Ulis back in there for the Huskers as we play on. Bryce Williams kills the dribble outside left, feeds Buchtengel, rotates Raleigh Wooster high in the right. They left him open, and now they'll cover him up. An inside feed, Buchtengel catches, backing right block, turns baseline, pivots, feeds Wooster, eight to shoot. Wooster on the right side, probing the baseline, picked up the dribble, finds the cutter. That's a Asija to the rim, and the layup is good. Good movement from Connor Asija. He has eight. Here's Tanjay quickly the other way. Into a double team right of the lane. Now he'll pull it back, and the short jumper right of the paint. Short rebound, Buchtengel. 63-43, Wisconsin. 8:48 to play. Wooster up the floor for Nebraska. Outside left, John Tanjay defends. Going into Bryce Williams at the top of the circle. He's with Hilver. Williams left of the lane. The runner is off the right side iron and out. Nolan Winter the rebound. And here comes John Tanjay up the left sideline for the Badgers. Wooster defending. Tanjay picks up the dribble, throws to Hilver. Marcus turns it to Janicki outside right, and they'll get a foul called on Marcus Hilver. Illegal screen. That'll be the first on Hilver. Saw Hilver a little bit in the first half of the UCLA game.
And it was a foul.
Yes, it was.
When you come off that playoff at 2 feet, again, we say Wisconsin teaches it a lot on how to get on the defensive end. They also teach playoff 2 feet so you don't get that call on the offensive end.
Wooster out front against Tanjay. Buchtengel the screen. Wooster pull up left elbow. Jump is good. Raleigh Wooster with seven. 63-45, Wisconsin with 8 minutes remaining. McGee to the front court. High screen, Winter. Ulis working over it. A throw to Hilver. Turns it left side of the wing for Jack Janicki. Janicki drifting out front. Took a look at the three. Turned it down. Finds Winter. Gets it to Tanjay. Curls off the right side. Now Hilver for three. Left of the circle. That's short. And the rebound of Asijan for Nebraska. Here comes Raleigh Wooster. Left sideline of the front court. Hands off to Asijan. Lets it fly for three. Left of the circle. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Bryce Williams. Second chance for Nebraska. Wooster on the right side. Lost the handle. Got it back. Got tied up by Janicki. Regains control. Wooster finds Asijan. He'll try another three and missed it up the left side of the rim. Winter the rebound. Outlet to Jack Janicki up the left sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. A throw to Hilver high on the right. Hilver will hand off to McGee. A pass for Nolan Winter. Driving goes to the rim. Wanted the dunk, and it's disrupted. Buchtengel getting in there, and here comes Bryce Williams for Nebraska in a hurry. And buzzes one over the outstretched hands of Aaron Ulis in the left corner. Out of bounds, turnover. Nebraska at the under eight media timeout. For comprehensive coverage of college basketball, tune to SiriusXM Big Ten Radio, channel 372 in the car and on the all-new SiriusXM app. SiriusXM is the home of your favorite team and conference, including live games plus interviews and analysis. So cheer along with the SiriusXM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio. 2025. 7 minutes to play, Wisconsin 63, Nebraska 45. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
7 minutes to play here in Madison. Wisconsin 63, Nebraska 45. Badgers will be on offense. Wisconsin has led throughout and has led by as many as 25. 18-point advantage now. Here's Blackwell to the front court against Bryce Williams. Pass for Crowell. Gets it to Klesmer to the right side. Quick toss. Tanjay lets it go for three. Yes, sir. John Tanjay with 20 here today, and it's 66-45, Wisconsin. 6:39 remaining. The Siegen high on the left feeds Wooster out between the arcs. Turns down the screen for Buchengel. Drives, flipped it up right hand. Missed badly. Rebound, Crowell. Outlet pass to Klesman. Max on the move. Feeds Tanjay. Driving baseline right. Got hung up in the air. I think he stepped on the baseline. He did. Out of bounds. Turnover number 8 for Wisconsin.
Bryce Williams and Juwan Gary averaged 31 between the two of them. 12 points so far this afternoon. Again, knowing what you need to do, following the scouting report, making their two best players uncomfortable. That's what they've done.
Siegen outside left, throwing to Wooster. Buchengel the screen and a reach-in foul here on Crowell. That'll be his third.
And you anticipate a defensive performance like this. Obviously, against UCLA, you don't guard the way you want to guard. You talked about showing it film. You get the plane ride back. Then you get another day where you're preparing, another day that you're reminded of it. Mm-hmm. Like you just want to play and show, okay, coach, we're better than what we put out there.
So far, so good. Here's Buchengel at the free throw line. Almost lost the handle and a sloppy handoff. A CG can't control turnover. Tanjay has it. Here's John. Here's to Blackwell on the right side. And Blackwell will dribble to the top against Bryce Williams. A flip to Gilmore. Top of the circle. Refeeds Blackwell high on the left. Ian Gilmore play catch. And Carter gives it up to Tanjay on the right side. He'll let it go for three. Good. John Tanjay again. His fifth three of the game, 69-45, Wisconsin.
Might not want to go under that screen. Just throwing that
just
out there.
Just a suggestion.
Just throw that out there.
5.5 minutes remaining. Wooster on the left wing against Tanjay. Wooster right hand dribble to the free throw line. Working against Blackwell to the right block. Back to the basket. Wooster shakes, fades, flips. Air ball caught by Klesman. And here comes Max for Wisconsin. Badgers up by 24, 5:08 remaining. Blackwell against Asijan. He'll find Gilmore. One pump low on the right. Layup, no. And the rebound of Buchengel. And here comes Connor Asijan crossing over. Left lane line. Scoops it to Williams. Fakes the three. Now takes the three. Good. from left of the circle. Williams with 10, 69-48 Wisconsin, 4:45 to play. Blackwell throwing to Gilmore, a pass to Klesman high on the right. Klesman against Asija. Max feeds Stephen Crow, back to Klesman. Max steps back, and here's the three try, good. Max Klesman, little pullback action, snapped off the three, 72-48 Wisconsin. 4 minutes and 20 seconds remaining. Here's Williams left of the lane. Now in the paint. Goes up. Knocked away. Oh, Tanjay got ball. Then Larry Serrato says somebody as well. That'll be the first on Tanjay.
Yeah, I think that might have been one that more optics than what it was, but you can live with that.
Fred Hoiberg about to send Gavin Griffiths into the game for the first time, a transfer from Rutgers.
This will be the fourth and fifth free throw attempt.
Yeah.
For Nebraska, a team that averages 21.6 a game.
And the first attempt for Williams, who alone averages about six attempts at the line. Xavier Amos coming in for Carter Gilmore. Should mention Nebraska and will continue to be without one of its key pieces. They've known this throughout the course of the season. Second free throw is missed. Rink Mast recovering from knee surgery over the spring and summer and with the team, but sit this year out. That is a key piece to this program. Senior from the Netherlands, transfer from Bradley. Here's Klesman for three, left side. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Tanjay in the lane, 10-footer is good. Tanjay with the follow, 74-49, Wisconsin with 3:50 to play. Here's Andrew Morgan. He'll step into a three from up top. That's off the rim and out. No good. Rebound. Crowell for the Badgers. 3:40 remaining. Klesman loops it to John Blackwell. Blackwell leaves it for Crowell. Crowell scoops to Tanjay on the right side. John going to work on Griffiths. Got by him. Up left hand. No, but a foul. And John Tanjay will go to the free throw line when play continues. First the under four. Media timeout. 3 minutes, 30 seconds to play. Wisconsin 74, Nebraska 49. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Time to pick today's Old Dominion Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics.
I think there's a lot of people that fit that mold, but John Tanjay, 25 points, 5 of 11 from 3. That was going to be a big part of this game with this Nebraska team giving up 10-plus threes a game in their 5-game losing streak. The three-point line was going to be important. Wisconsin's done that. Also, Kamari McGee with 11 points, three-pointers for him as well. So 8 total three-pointers between those two. They've been really good. And obviously, you know, John Blackwell's done what John Blackwell's done. He's 4 of 6. So
16 made threes for Wisconsin. Remember that one game where Tanjay didn't score?
I briefly do, and they still won, right? Like, that's how deep this 15. Team is, right? Like,
yeah.
Against a USC team that beat this Nebraska team. Uh-huh. So it is. And they're fun to watch, this group. They share the ball. They play the right way. And the way that they've guarded defensively this afternoon is where they were trending prior to that UCLA game.
First free throw is good for Tanjay. Cale Jacobson, sophomore out of Ashland, Nebraska, coming in. Ricardo Greppi on the floor for Wisconsin. It's that brace on the right leg, right knee. Second free throw is good for Tanjay. Ricardo was banged up right around Christmas time, and he was on the cusp of getting some run. John comes out. Tanjay comes out. Gets a very nice ovation, as well he should. 76-49, Wisconsin. Morgan against Greppi. A handoff to Jacobson. Left of the circle. He'll feed Gavin Griffiths at the top of the arc against Janicki. Right of the key. Turns it out to Jacobson. He'll drive it. Scooped it right hand. No, but a foul. Ricardo Greppi getting in there, try to fill the gap. And then, you know, the thing about going back to Greppi and Butchie, we knew this. Like, before the Butler game, he was getting, you know, more reps in practice, kind of rotating in. And Greg at that time said, I don't know if it's today, but soon he's in a position where he might be able to get a little bit of time. And then, as luck would have it, he gets hurt. But he's worked himself back in there, getting some minutes here.
Now, there's some of that, and there's some of this. During that time frame, who wasn't playing real good?
Uh-huh.
Big Steve.
Old number 22, so, yes.
You know, as a player and as a coach, one of the ways you kind of can get to a player is, by the way, you know, the guy behind you, he's playing really good. He might start getting some minutes.
And they were seeing that in practice, and going, and then he got banged up. And here's Marcus Silver with a ball left of the lane, pushed it up left hand, and it rattled out, no good. Jawan carried the rebound.
The biggest voice you can have as a coach is minutes played, and say, you know what, your minutes might shrink a little bit here if you don't start playing better.
Jawan Gary runs it up left hand, no good. Marcus Silver the rebound. It was that very game in Indianapolis. We're close enough to Bloomington as Blackwell for three, left side off the heel of the rim, no good. Gary the rebound. We're reciting a famous Bob Knight rant, which he was known to have one or two of those in the day, about the bench and what a great motivator it is. Look it up, kids.
Exactly.
2:18 to play, 76-50, Wisconsin. Hoiberg left lane line, feeds Gavin Griffiths. He'll try a three, right of the circle short. Marcus Silver the rebound.
They might be having other quotes in Bloomington tonight.
Maryland, a one-point win at Indiana today. Hoosiers had a final possession. And to put it mildly, it did not go well. Here's Xavier Amos, feeds Janicki. He'll try a three, right side. He'll hit it. Jack Janicki for three. Greg Gard will take a timeout to sub. He'll get Jack Robinson in there for Blackwell. Aaron Euless and Jeffrey Grace coming in for the Huskers. 79-50, Wisconsin, with a minute 53 to play.
Yeah, I'll say this. Even after the UCLA game, man, I did not feel like this team was in a bad position.
No.
Right? You know, like, and again, now you come out, you have a 29-point lead in Big Ten play. Hold Nebraska to 50 points. Whew. They've answered it.
They certainly have. Isaac Gard on the floor for Wisconsin right now. Jacobson hands off to Sam Hoiberg. Left lane line. A throw to Griffiths. Right of the key. Try to whip it inside. It's deflected. It gets out to Euless. He'll try a three, and that's way short. Xavier Amos the rebound. Here comes Isaac Gard with a minute and a half left. Gard to the front court. He'll throw to Amos. Turns it to Greppi right corner. Cardo with a pass to Gard. Isaac high on the right. Sends it to Amos. Into Greppi. Slam dunk. Ricardo Greppi. Feeling good about it. His first field goal as a Badger. 81-50, Wisconsin. And Xavier Amos will come out as Chris Hodges is in. A 31-point lead for Wisconsin. Here comes Sam Hoiberg for Nebraska. Hands off to Aaron Euless. He'll scoop it to Griffiths high on the left. Feeds Hoiberg at the top. Hoiberg, right foul line extended, cuts in the lane. A pass to Griffiths off the left wing. Down to 1 minute to play. Jacobson out to Griffiths. Driving, baseline right. Kick out Euless. He'll try a three, and he'll hit it from the left side. First points for Aaron Euless, 81-53, Wisconsin, 50 seconds remaining. Ricardo Greppi out between the circles. One dribble, a pass to Marcus Ilver. Ilver feeds Chris Hodges high in the left. Hodges tosses to Greppi at the top. Shot clock is at 10. Greppi feeds guard. Guard high on the right, 7 to shoot. Guard darts at the Hodges. He'll let it fly for 3, and that is short. Greppi trying to keep it alive, and it goes out of bounds to Wisconsin with 6/10 of a second on the shot clock.
You got to get a shot off. Point
that's
6,
right.
You got to get a shot off. Can't have a turnover.
Jack Robinson, baseline right, ball inbound. Into Ilver, and he'll catch and score. Easy money as they do beat the shot clock. 83-53. Baseline right, drive around Greppi as Jeffrey Grace up and in. It's an and one for Grace, 6'3 junior out of Elmhurst, Illinois. 17.6 remaining, 83-55 Wisconsin.
Now Greppi's going to get in the locker room. They're going to call him a hack.
Hey, you know,
I got to play hard with my minutes.
Cheated.
That's
yeah.
All the response.
2 points, 2 fouls. Free throw for Grace. Off the rim, no good. Isaac guard the rebound. Now the Badgers can burn off the remaining time. 83-55, Wisconsin. As Isaac guard on the dribble to the front court, he'll dribble this one out as the Wisconsin Badgers will get win number 16 overall. As they improve to 6-3 in Big Ten play, an outstanding performance for the Badgers here this afternoon.
It was, and the way, again, 19-2 start, they came out. Nebraska had that run, and Wisconsin answered, and they kept answering the entire afternoon.
Final score, Wisconsin 83, Nebraska 55. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Yo, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Terrific performance for the home team today as the Badgers blow out Nebraska 83-55. Wisconsin never trailed. And Nebraska answered a couple of those early runs. Wisconsin jumped out to a 19-2 lead. The Huskers fought back. Badgers got it back to 17. Nebraska got it to within 12 at the half. Second half, though, Butchie, just no contest as Wisconsin both ends of the floor. Really terrific here today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my thing, I use the word elite as far as how they guarded. 55 points. And they guarded as five. Like that, and that's what you need to see Wisconsin get back to. Because that's what they've done. They've trended that way. We've talked about them. And that's where I think this team, when you look at kind of the rest of the league, they're going to have to guard. You look at the next matchup against Maryland. They're going to have to guard to be in those, like to beat the top tier teams in this league. But they're trending there. And that's what you want to see. And that's where you can see the coaching really starting to kind of set in with these guys, and they're starting to play together, and it's fun basketball. I can't emphasize that enough.
Yeah, it's a heck of a test in store. They'll enjoy this one for a bit, but a Maryland team that makes a living off of turning you over and doing some work on the glass, a big win for the Terps in Bloomington here today, but a big win for the Badgers as well, as they are now 6-3 in league play, 16-4 overall. Wisconsin 83, Nebraska 55. We'll have more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers post-game show, including Butchie's Breakdown, coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers take care of business emphatically here today, 83-55 over the Huskers. Time for Butchie's Breakdown.
First thing we talked about to start the game off was fast break points. Don't give Nebraska easy baskets. They didn't. They held Nebraska to 7 total fast break points. It was crucial in what they needed to do, kind of get off, you know, get them going early. It didn't do that. Then next we talk about points in the paint. I thought Wisconsin, even though it was only 20-26, they found a way to kind of, you know, control that, especially because Nebraska, 50% of their points come from 2 points. Mm-hmm. So to hold them to 20 there it was really, really good. And I thought limiting their turnovers, I think if this Wisconsin team is going to take the step to become elite, contend for a Big Ten championship, which they're trending that way, they really are, limiting their turnovers, only 8 of those. And then the last thing is that three-point line. They shot 45% from three. Just, I mean, again, when they shoot at that clip, I don't know how you guard them. And the last thing, only got to the free throw line 8 times,
mm-hmm.
which, again, they're a team that gets there 21.4 times.
Yeah.
And they still win by this much.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? So to be able to not do the things that you normally do, but still dominate the game, you did everything you needed to do. You did everything that was on the scouting report. And then you just kept your foot down. I thought it was a really impressive win.
Yeah, if you're wondering why the game was so fast, that's a big part of it. A total of 16 free throws in this game, 8 aside here for Wisconsin.
And you look at it, I mean, combined, they averaged getting to the line 43 times. Mm-hmm. 21.6,
combined, yep.
21.4, yep. If I do that math right, is that 43 times? Yeah, is that?
It's probably close enough, you know.
I want you to do some. I'm putting you on there. I'm putting you on the spot. You got to do math.
Yeah.
That's because I think I did it right. That's why I'm very confident.
His phone calculator his phone died.
It died. So it's like it died. But I think 21.6 and 21.4 to carry, I think it's 43, I think.
Man's a genius.
I thought so, yeah.
It's 2 degrees here at this world-class institution. But your point is accurate. And, you know, I was glancing at the other game, too, the Indiana-Maryland game. There weren't a lot of free throws in that game, too. So we get to the point where we're just kind of letting the boys play a little bit, huh?
Yes, that is for sure. And I brought it up, right? I said the physicality levels increased.
Yes.
And now how do you play through that? How do you – what this team does really well, and they did it in non-conference, and they've done it so far throughout this, you know, Big Ten play so far, they haven't seeked and worried about where the contact's coming through. They've played through the contact, right? And that means by playing off of 2 feet, when you do have contact, worry about finishing the shot versus saying, oh, I got fouled and missing your layups. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not what this team has done. They've played through the contact. They've put pressure in different ways, knowing that the contact is going to come. It just is. The more and longer you play – whether it's the longer you play in Big Ten Conference, the longer you play in the tournament, like there's going to be more contact.
And a sign of a mature team. And that includes a sophomore by the name of John Blackwell, who is a very mature guy. He's also pretty big and strong, too, and knows how to play through that contact. Contact, beg your pardon. Badgers win it today 83-55. And we continue. We'll take a glance at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the 2 oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The 5th and 6th generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Postgame coverage continues. Wisconsin defeats Nebraska 83-55. A check of the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Maryland gets a Rodney Rice 3 with 7 seconds left. Indiana did not have the answer as the Terps got out of Bloomington with a 79-78 win Tipping off shortly, Northwestern playing Illinois down in Champaign. So with today's result, the Badgers remain in fourth in the Big Ten with a 6-3 record. You got Michigan State at 8-0, Purdue 8-2, Michigan 6-2, and then the Badgers at 6-3. The Terps with the win, 6-4. So that sets up a big game on Wednesday night in College Park. UCLA, Illinois, and Oregon all at 5-4. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Running down the individual scoring here, John Tanjay with 27 points for Wisconsin. 9 of 19 from the floor. 5 of 11 from the three-point line. John Blackwell with 14 points. Kamari McGee with 11. 8 for Max Klesman. He also had 7 rebounds and 3 assists today. Jack Janicki with 7 points. Really doing some work in the first half on a steal and a dunk that got the crowd going. Nolan Winter with 6 points and 7 rebounds. Let's go down the line here. Carter Gilmore, 3 points and 4 boards. Marcus Silver, a couple of points. Ricardo Greppi getting his first bucket as a Badger. He had 4 free throws earlier this season, but got back on the floor late in the game, got himself a dunk. Xavier Amos with 2 points today. Stephen Crowell with 1 point. No field goal attempts officially for him. Got his 1 point at the free throw line. Had 7 rebounds and 3 assists in the game. Bryce Williams with 11, pacing Nebraska here today. Connor Asijan ends up with 8 points, 3 of 10 from the field, 2 of 7 from the three-point line. Berka Buchtingel with 7 for the Huskers. Raleigh Wooster with 7.